This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. You must know the man who said, "We shall go on to the end, we shall never surrender," before you can really understand England's part in World War II. For it was Sir Winston Churchill's determination, courage, and statesmanship which brought victory to England when defeat seemed almost certain. Likewise, you must know the Sovereign Lord who dominates the scenes of the Revelation to best understand the events foretold therein. As you read this final book of the Bible, you will see Jesus Christ as the Sovereign Lord of time as well as of the church. He is also the Sovereign Lord of heaven, of earth, and of eternity. Modern man trifles with time, cares little about the church, is humorous about heaven, pollutes the earth, and tries to evade eternity. But there is coming a day when we must stand alone before the Sovereign Lord of all to face giving an accounting of the way in which we lived our lives. There will be no more trifling, heedlessness, joking, carelessness, or evading then. So let us prepare to meet our Sovereign Lord by surrendering to Him now and serving Him till the end. There are many warnings to heed, promises to claim, and commands to obey if we want to be ready for that great day. Read this last book of the Bible carefully and prayerfully. Note all the different names and descriptions given to Jesus Christ and meditate on them. Worship Him for who He is revealed to be. This will enrich your life. Remember, the title of this book is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, I trust that you will take time to go to my website so you can review these scripts and programs for your further meditation.